All right. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Yes, I Am Podcast. I'm your host. My name is Arman, and welcome to Yes, I Am Podcast. Make sure to follow our Instagram at @y_yesiam. We have wonderful material there for you. Great posts. Make sure to check them out. Yes, I Am is an organization that founded at OSU in 2019 with a mission to build a generation of extraordinary leaders and discomfort seekers. We create a community for OSU students to find their why and step out of their comfort zone. Just to know a little bit more about Yes, I Am and what we stand for is, at Yes, I Am, our why wakes us up every morning to seek discomfort. We wake up confident and inspired to work hard. We love what we do. We fail, we learn. We fail again and we keep learning. We go to bed at night knowing that today was better than yesterday and tomorrow will be a brand new day. There is nothing we can do or be because our why is stronger than any challenge. We are positive thinkers, we are givers, and we are grateful. Yes, I Am is our lifestyle, and we are Yes, I Am. Welcome, everyone, to Yes, I Am Podcast. So before we get, we talk about the topic that we want to talk about today, I want to introduce our panelists to you. We have Riley, which is actually working with us at Yes, I Am, our event coordinator. How are you doing, Riley?
I'm doing pretty good today. How are you?
I'm doing awesome. We have Marquise with us. How's it going, man?
It's going great. I'm glad to be here and glad to be a part of this.
Marquise, I heard you're doing a scholarship. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
If you want to take your time to talk about it, go ahead.
Yeah, just a little gist. I mean, you know, I started my own scholarship for Black students at Oregon State University, and those applications are now live. And we have an official Instagram page called the BMS Scholar. It's got a blue little logo on it. And, you know, I've been at OSU for a little bit over 5 years now, and just finishing up and about to get my degree here in about 3 weeks. And it's been a real journey. I'm an out-of-state student. You know, I came up here with no family, no relatives, or none of that. But you know, I've been grateful to be at OSU throughout all these years and just to meet a bunch of people and go through some experiences that you just would have never imagined and whatnot. You know, helped me build my character and establish versatility, integrity, and perseverance within myself. So I wanted to take the opportunity to give back to my community in any way that I could, and I thought this was a perfect opportunity to do so. Because with this scholarship, there are learning outcomes for all the applicants who make it through each phase, whether that be tidying up on how to send emails, using correct subject lines and all that, how to submit quote-unquote homework assignments correctly, using a PDF versus a Google Doc format. And we have the professional development piece, which is kind of like selling yourself of why you should be selected for this or whatnot, kind of honing in on those positive characteristics of yourself that you can tell other people about. So that's a short little gist of it. We got applications going and we're working on a huge GoFundMe to see how many funds we can really get to help out as many people as possible.
You're muted.
I'm really glad that you said you guys give a scholarship based on why people want to get it, and it's very important to like hear what is people's why and why they need this scholarship. You know, that's right. One of the important things. Also, when you talked about your you're out of state, I think Kenneth and I, we can both relate to that because we both are international students. I haven't seen my family in, it's going about 5 years now, and Kenny also same too. But how about you, Kenny? How are you doing? You've been with us like, this our fourth time? Yeah, I think it's your fourth
time. What? Say it again, please. Sorry. Oh yeah, this is my fourth time, yes.
Yeah, fourth time, yeah.
Yes, I think I should be taking a break next week because I think the viewers, oh, yeah. I don't know, they might be tired of seeing me or something. No, yeah. Hi, everybody. I'd like to say hi to Riley and Brother Marquise. Long time no see to both of you. Man, really, really, I just want to say, man, that's really amazing what you're doing with the scholarship, you know? It's been a long time I haven't caught up with you, so I'd love to do it in our personal time, man. because of the very limited time here, but man, like, that's amazing stuff. And I really, really encourage, I really, really respect that. And yeah, man.
Fantastic, fantastic. Thank you for sharing, Kenny. And so basically, last episode, we started a conversation about 7 habits of highly effective people. And we had an introduction, which we talked about being proactive. But in this episode, we want to more focused on starting with the beginning in mind and what that means. So after this episode airs, you all should go check out our Instagram page. The week that this episode will air, we'll have all the material related to the week about having that imagination and beginning with the end in mind. So talking about that, this is a very interesting question I want to ask you all. Whoever wants to go first can go. How would you picture your 80th birthday? And who are you then? Who do you want to be known as then? Kenneth, do you want to go first? You look like very enthusiastic about it.
No, it's very, I don't know. That's the stuff that's hard to think about for me. But I do really want, you know, because you sent me the question, so I had a moment to reflect on. And I really thought about it. And, you know, all I want at my 80th birthday is, I'm not a birthday person. Honestly, I'm personally down with doing nothing for my birthday. I just acknowledge it. That's it. I'm turning another year. But I also, the more I think about it, I feel like I want to surround myself with people that, even though I don't care about my own birthday, even though I don't want to do my own birthday party or stuff like that, it'll be really nice if I'm around people where they just surprise me or do something great for my birthday. The reason why I think about it that way is because, even though I'm not a birthday person, and the quality of the relationships that you have around you, if the people that you're surrounding with, they do things for you, something special on your birthday without you even wanting them to do anything, that tells something, you know, that tells about something about the quality of the relationships that you have in your life. So I guess bottom line is, I want to be surrounded by quality people, quality relationships, people who care for me, people who I care about, and vice versa. And I heard you throw in another question in there, which is, who are you then, right?
Yeah, like you talked about building relationships. Like, when I think about who do you want to be then, I want to ask it another way. You're probably going to have kids, right?
Of course.
Do you want your kids to know their dad? Like, when they think about their dad, what do you want them to remember about you, you know?
Wow. Well, we're going deep and personal now.
Oh, yeah. Good idea.
Gosh. Okay. Well, who am I then? I do sure hope I... Definitely, I'll be running my own business. Definitely. I would like them to see me as a hero. That's solely for my kids, but really, I'll just like to be somebody that's moving forward in life, that is chasing significance, as in me doing something, me working on something, whether it's with my business or whether it's outside projects, me doing something that adds value to other people, rather than just living lavishly life of success, you know? Like, I want to live a life of significance where I'm also, my lifestyle is great, but I'm also impacting tons and tons of people. Like, talk about Tony Robbins. He's a guy I look up to a lot, and the things that he do, the life that he lives, oh, amazing. But the things that he do, you know, he impacts millions of people with the things that he say with his YouTube videos, the things that he teach about. So it's really, really impactful. And I just want to kind of live that kind of life, you know? So that's I hope who I will be then.
Oh, that was great. Adding value to other people, I think that's a very great mission to have, you know, and a vision to have. I want to ask which one of you guys want to go first, because the question is the same, the topic is the same. Who is ready?
I'll go ahead if that's fine.
All right, go ahead, Riley.
So I thought about this a little bit. I just recently, like last month, watched my grandpa turn 89. And it got me thinking, I'm so young, you know, my 80th birthday is like 60 years away. And thinking about all of the changes my life has had just in this past year, I can't imagine like 60 years from now, how much my life, like how different my life will be. But my idea was pretty similar to Kenneth's. I want to be surrounded by quality people, not necessarily a big quantity of people. I think when you reach 80, your quality of friends and family is much richer than it is when you're younger, because you know your value and you have deep morals that you stick to. And I just want to be really content with my life and happy and fulfilled and like successful. I don't know like if I'll probably be retired by then, because that's pretty old, but I just want to look back and see the impact I've had on people in my life and the impact I've had on my own life. I definitely want to be known as someone who is like kind and strong and like persevered through all of the obstacles that have been thrown at me, because they're like, this year for everyone I know has been super difficult, and it was definitely the hardest year in my life by far. And there were times where I was like, oh my God, like how much worse can this possibly get? And it just kept coming. And I just stuck with it and I got through it, and hopefully things are, you know, gonna get better from here. But I want to, in 60 years, look back and be like, wow, that's crazy that I kept going through that. And like, I want to be happy with the decisions I've made and feel really confident in my life.
One of the words that you said was, I want to be happy with the decisions I made. You know, one of the reasons I asked this question is because we gotta first know who do we want to be then, who you want to imagine ourselves to be then. So from now on, we can start making decisions every step that will get us to that vision. You know, that's the whole point. That's the whole point of beginning with the end in mind. Because a lot of people start getting to the job, going from this job to another one, and keep going. They're 40 years old and they look behind them, they're like, they have not done anything that they loved. They were not enjoying what they are right now. You know why? Because they did not know what's their why they doing what they're doing, and what's that future look like. You know, what are they fighting for?
Yeah, man, I'm really glad you mentioned that. I don't want to take too much time, but man, like that is so true. I think that should be changed in the educational system in the future, because I literally, man, we've been asking kids, every single kid in high school, oh, yo, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? What do you want to do when you grow up, right? That question. It's a good question. It's not a bad question. But the problem is a lot of us, even when I was young, a lot of us, we don't know what we're going to do for the rest of our lives at that age. So I guess, you know, like maybe we should kind of start teaching the kids that topic of like, yo, you got to start with the beginning in mind. Just, you know, slowly bring it up, you know. I think, yeah. But I'm glad you mentioned that.
Yeah, I mean, I still don't even entirely know what I want to do with my life. I have an idea of what I'd like to do, but I know who I want to be. And I think on some level, that's a little bit more important than what career I want.
How about you, Marquise?
I'm going to sit and marinate on this question a little bit longer. At 80 years old, one, I still want to be walking. I know that. you know, I see elderly people out here driving. I'm like, I want to be one of those people. Like, I want to be able to make it that far and be able to drive still, because that's fun to do. I'd imagine I should be retired at that point. If things go very well, I should be able to retire around 60 once I've done what I wanted to do amongst my, like, two-way career path. I should have my own place where I have, like, a little taco spot, whether that be, like, a personal chef or, you know, it's just integrated into whatever facility that I see. I want my own personal bowling alley for sure. I think at max I'd have 4 lanes, but it'd be my little spot I can go to wherever I want. I should have grandkids at that point too. And yeah, I should have some grandkids, however many of those there will be. And the one I had to think about the more so was, you know, was it, who do I want to be known as? Is that the question?
Yeah, who do you want to be known as? Like, think about your grandkid, think about your kid, you know? I always think about it this way. It's my birthday and my oldest son is going to give me a letter about what does his father mean to him. And what does that letter says for you? What is in that letter that your kid's going to give it to you?
Okay. So, I mean, when I thought about this, I'm like, well, hopefully I don't want to be nobody else. You know, a lot of people, they call me Keese, you know, Marquise for short and whatnot. And like, I've kind of adopted that name throughout college. Like, more people will call me Keese than Marquise. You know, we use Marquise for the professional things and whatnot. So, I mean, I'd want to be known still as Keese, because there's a lot of gravity behind that name and just all the different experiences and memories I've shared with people and whatnot. And so, like, that name means a lot. And I still want to be known as Keese. I highly doubt, like, my morals and my, you know, internal values would change or whatnot. I feel like I've got my head on pretty straight, and, you know, I know what I want in life, and I know kind of how to avoid things that I'm not really looking for the most part. You can't avoid everything. So I feel like that I'd stay pretty consistent for different values that I picked up in my time being here in college, and again, being an out-of-state student and coming here, pretty much living on my own for 5 years, and I'm learning what it takes to take care of myself and take care of others at the same time. So that's been an invaluable experience as well. So yeah, I definitely, what they'd say about me, I mean, if in the letter they were to describe me, you know, we'd go ahead and pick those three words. He was versatile, or he is versatile. He has integrity, and he definitely displays perseverance. I mean, that was a big part of my journey when I made it through my junior year, was displaying perseverance and just trying to go through everything. So I definitely want my grandkids or whoever to, in that letter, you know, write about my perseverance. And those closest to me who were side by side when I was going through my many trials and tribulations, they know exactly what that word means to me and whatnot. So I definitely want to be known for that.
I mean, those, the three words that you said are amazing, man. Like, I think we all want to be described with those words. You know, Kenneth, you said something that was very interesting. You said when you're a kid, they ask us what you want to do when you get older.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the right question is not that. Why the actual question should be why you want to be that person, you know?
Right.
Because there's a lot of things that, you know, there's a lot of things you can be. If you can be a firefighter, police officer, a doctor, a lawyer, I don't know, business owner, but why you want to be each of those, you know? Right. Because if there is nothing strong why behind it, after a while you're gonna get bored.
And just like you mentioned, you know, not having fulfillment, it's a big part of that. It's a big result of that, you know, I feel like.
Why, Riley, do you think like having a vision of your future is very important? You know, that's all we're talking about right now. Like that birthday is a vision, that's a vision that we want to have. Why is that very important?
Yeah, I think that having goals or just kind of thinking about your future in general is important because it gives you something to work for. And you know, the end goal or the vision might change a little bit, but you're always working towards something and you're always, you know, saying I'm doing this because I want to get to this goal. And it gives you a reason to wake up, work hard, do what you want to do. And even more so once you get to that end goal, you're gonna look back and be like, wow, I worked so hard for that. That was amazing. So I think it's important to have a vision for whatever you want to do, or, you know, years down the road, no matter what it is, just so you have something to work for and you have like a purpose for yourself or for anyone else, you know?
Well, I mean, Riley talked about purpose. What's your calling? Do you know what that calling is, Marcus?
Yes. I think it's to help others. You know, I've been told numerous times before college and definitely during college that I don't necessarily look out for myself as much as people feel like I should. And that it's my, I guess, quote unquote, greatest weakness is that I'd rather do for others than myself. Like examples of that, you know, back in my earlier years, I'm really good at math, and then chemistry is a part of math to some degree. So I'd help people out with their math and chemistry homework, and then knowing I got to do my homework later on and whatnot. I've been displaying that for a long time. I think the scholarship is something that just really exemplified that even more. There's a lot of smaller things that I do that you don't necessarily talk about or anything like that. I just do them because that's something I want to do. And that fulfillment piece that was mentioned earlier, that's where I get part of my fulfillment from, is for doing for others. Because at the end of the day, I know that I'm going to take care of myself as much as I need to or want to. And so I don't overbear myself thinking about that. But I just take time out of my day to do for others. And just out of, I don't know, just that's just what I do.
Go ahead, Kenny. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I have nothing to say. I was going to listen to what you have to say.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, like, that's very important to, like, giving to others. And, like, I feel like you, Kenny, you want to be a business owner. You know, that's what you like. You know, you want to have a company. You want to have your own business. And I feel like whenever you would talk to people like you, they always do this for one reason first, and that one reason is to make something, make some money so they can start giving to others. Is that how you see yourself then too?
That's a big part of it. That's a big part of it because you know, I came from I'm still Buddhist. I came from a Buddhist background. I'm still Buddhist. I still practice Buddhism, and we just fundamentally believe that, no, if you give, you get. You know, it's like there's a flow in, there's a flow out. Money is like, imagine yourself as a container. There's money coming in, money coming out, and everything with everything, you know, like, you know. But so I believe in that, and I've always wanted to donate and just give as I was young, because I had a mom who really set a good example. My mom donated a heck of a lot of money. Back when I was a kid, you know, her career was really amazing. And, you know, now things are a little different, but back then she had a lot of money. She just donate and doing stuff for the community. And just, she's just giving away all the time. And I was like, wow, like, you know, that's, I was dumbfounded. So that's kind of like the seed in my brain. But I wouldn't say, you know, of course, when it comes to thinking about my purpose in general, it's really not. It's about everything else, to be honest. Giving is a big part of it. I want to give in the form of not just money, but action. Give in the form of my time, you know, actually going there, giving my time and helping people, to people who need, you know, assist, support. I mean, these days there's natural disasters happening in the world. I want to personally go to those places and give my time, you know. So I think about those stuff. And even for me, the picture of giving to my family, giving my quality time, and just whether it's providing for them materialistically, or, you know, I want to do all of those things. I want to do all of those things in general. That I just want to be giving in every aspect in my life as I can. Yeah.
Oh, I got a question related to the kind of business aspect. What, if you had to pick one thing that you believed was the purpose of a business, what would you say?
I would say the purpose of a business, of course, I can dive deep into so many different factors like economy and stuff like that. But my mindset around the question that you ask is, it's really personal for me. I dive deep into, I started my passion to be a business owner slash like, you know, owning my own business, because mainly because of the personal lifestyle that it can provide me. Like, starting with, you know, I fell in love with how there's a lot of entrepreneurs these days. They still actively work on a day-to-day basis, but they have, you know, they're just so abundant in time. They have the time to do a lot of different things. And I've known people who have a lot of time freedom and financial freedom. So I started thinking about their life, and it was really, really appealing for me, because I saw that as a resource for me to fulfill all the things that I personally enjoy, as well as fulfill the things I've always wanted to do I've always wanted to do for other people, to do good for other people. That's kind of where my mentality lies. I don't know if I answer your question really well, but for myself, it's a little personal, yeah.
I know one of the things that you like to do when you talk about your future, Kenny, is you want to make sure your kids have enough money, have enough, and living in a good place, and you want to build a great family. You want to be there for your family. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
So, I mean, I think I didn't ask you, Riley. I want to know what is it, what do you want your kids to remember you as?
Just someone who, you know, kept going when things got really hard and worked for what, you know, I wanted to do. I love helping people also. Unfortunately, I think sometimes that puts you at a weakness where people can take advantage of your kindness. So I always try to set boundaries with it to a certain extent. But I want my kids to know that I followed my dreams and I did what I wanted to do, and know that they can do the exact same thing and find happiness for themselves. You know, don't necessarily live for other people. I know it's not what you guys are doing. You find fulfillment through that. But I have been put down by that a few too many times. So I want them to know that I worked for me and I did what made me like truly happy.
I mean, at the end of the day, you only live once, right? So you want to be happy, you know, and that's all about it. You know, like one of the other things that we stand for at ESLM, that we believe that you will find that happiness when you know what you truly are, who you truly are, and where you want to really go. And that's a time that you can find that path and happily just go. You know, the thing about knowing why you exist and who do you want to be in your 80th birthday is, it doesn't matter what you face in the journey, you're always thinking about that 80th birthday, and you want to make sure that you're going to look exactly the same person. There are four things that you always want to remember: spiritual, mental, emotional, and physical health? You know, how are you standing regarding to these four? Are you spiritually healthy, mentally healthy, emotionally healthy, and physically healthy? You know, I think what Marquis said, I want to stand on my foot and be able to walk. You know, that's very important. You don't physically be healthy too. They all start from now, right? So I want to end it with you, Marquis. If you want to wrap this up for us, what would you say?
Well, first thing I say is, yes, I am. And you can finish that sentence however you like. And, you know, we're just sitting here talking about what it means to live life and kind of look ahead, so to speak, right? The whole thing with begin with the end in mind. At the very least, you identify something. And once you identify something, you have something that you can work towards. You know, at that very moment, you don't have to have a detailed plan out, but in your head, you've identified somewhere you want to go. And then from there, you can fill in the steps in between. They call that working backwards in the engineering space and whatnot, in terms of doing all these calculations. So begin with the end in mind. That's what I got to say.
Thank you, Marquis. And as always, everyone, make sure to follow our Instagram via A, follow our stories, all this kind of stuff. We have, this week that you're watching this, we have a lot of material related to begin with the end in our social media. So make sure to follow those and share our Instagram with other people. And we want people to be at Yes and that believe on what they believe. And that's very important. You know, believing that you can be cool where you want to be. And you are not ordinary. You're exactly extraordinary and you can do whatever you want. Thank you all for watching or hearing this, if it's in radio. I hope you all have a wonderful day. Yes, I am. We'll be right back.